Welcome to the Deep Dive, the show where we dig into your sources and unearth the really fascinating stuff.
That's right.
Today, we're diving into something that gives you back control of your digital media. It's called Jellyfin.
Okay.
And before we get started, a big thanks to our supporter, SafeServer.
Yes.
SafeServer provides hosting for this type of software
and
champions your digital sovereignty.
You got it.
You can learn more about them at www.safeserver.de.
All right.
So you sent us information about Jellyfin.
Yeah.
You described it as a free software media system.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are just starting out, that might sound, well, pretty technical.
It can be a little bit.
So our mission today is to break it down.
Yeah.
We want to understand what Jellyfin is, why you might want to use it, and how it works on a basic level.
That's right.
And of course, we're basing all of this on the information you shared.
Exactly.
So to get started, we have information here from the Jellyfin GitHub page.
Yes.
And also their main website. These sources give us a good overview of what Jellyfin is trying to achieve and how it operates.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's unpack this. What exactly is Jellyfin in simple terms?
So in essence, Jellyfin is a software system that allows you to manage and stream your personal media collection.
Okay.
This could include your movies, TV shows, music, photos, and even books.
So I'm picturing like all those digital files I have scattered across different hard drives.
Exactly.
Jellyfin brings it all together.
Yes, it does. It's like creating your own personal Netflix or Spotify, but with your own content.
That's interesting. So instead of relying on a streaming services library,
mm-hmm.
I'm in control of what's available.
Precisely. You curate your own media experience.
Now, that's pretty appealing.
It is.
The sources emphasize that it puts you in control of your media.
That's right.
And it describes itself as an alternative to proprietary systems like MB and Plex.
Yes. And while those systems also offer media management, Jellyfin distinguishes itself as free software.
Now, we hear free software a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What does that really mean for someone who just wants to use Jellyfin?
Well, the Jellyfin website highlights that being free software means it's licensed under the GNU GPL.
Okay.
This license gives you the freedom to use, study, modify, and share the software freely.
So it's not just about cost. It's about control and flexibility.
Exactly. It's about empowering users.
Now, the GitHub page mentions something that sounds pretty technical.
Right.
It says that Jellyfin was descended from MB's 3.5.2 release and ported to the .NET Core framework to enable full cross-platform support.
Right.
So for someone new to this, what does that even mean? What's the takeaway?
Well, the key takeaway is cross-platform support.
Okay.
This means Jellyfin can run on various operating systems.
So it's not limited to just Windows or just Mac?
Exactly. The GitHub page specifically notes that it supports all major operating systems, with the exception of FreeBSD.
So I have a lot of choices in where I set up my media server.
You do. The .NET Core framework is the technical detail that allows for this wide compatibility.
I see. So it's like a universal language that different computer systems can understand.
Precisely.
Now, this is interesting. The Jellyfin website also states that there are no premium licenses or features and no hidden agendas.
Yes. That's a core principle of the project.
In today's world, that's refreshing.
It is. So many apps try to push you toward paid features or collect your data.
Right. And it seems like Jellyfin is consciously going in a different direction.
Absolutely. They're committed to building something better collaboratively without paywalls or data tracking. In fact, they explicitly state Jellyfin has no tracking, phone home, or central servers collecting your data.
So if I'm concerned about privacy, this is a big plus.
It is a big plus.
Okay. So let me see if I understand this correctly.
Sure.
If I have a bunch of digital movies, shows, music, photos, all these files scattered on different hard drives,
yes.
Jellyfin can help me bring all of that together in one place.
Yeah.
And then I can access it from all my different devices.
That's exactly right. The website actually lists a wide array of supported clients.
Clients.
Yes. These are the apps you use to access your media.
Mm.
They have clients for web browsers, desktops, Android, Apple devices, Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Kodi, and more.
So I could be watching a movie on my TV in the living room and then switch to my tablet in the kitchen all seamlessly.
That's right. And all streaming from your own Jellyfin server.
Now, you mentioned the server.
Mm-hmm.
The GitHub page refers to a server backend and API.
Yes.
Can you explain what the server part of this is?
Sure. The server is the core software that runs on a computer you choose. It could be your home computer, a dedicated server, or even something like a Raspberry Pi. This server is what organizes your media files and makes them accessible.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily require specialized hardware?
Not at all. You can start with what you already have.
And what about the API?
The API is a technical interface that allows different apps, those clients we talked about, to communicate with the server. It's how your phone, for example, knows how to request a movie from your Jellyfin server.
So the server is the brain, and the API is the communication system.
Exactly. It's the messenger.
Now, if someone wants to get started with Jellyfin, where do they go?
Well, the Jellyfin website points to a Getting Started guide and a Downloads page.
Okay.
The GitHub page also mentions an Installation guide, and for those who are more technically inclined, there's even the option to build from source.
So they offer different paths depending on your comfort level with technology.
That's right. For most people, the pre-built downloads are the simplest way to get going.
What about adding my media to Jellyfin?
Well, the process is fairly straightforward. You essentially point the Jellyfin server to the folders on your computer where your media files are stored.
So I don't have to upload everything to some cloud service?
No, not at all. Your media stays local.
That's good to know. And then what happens?
Jellyfin then scans those files, identifies them, and fetches metadata like movie posters, descriptions, and cast information to make your library visually appealing.
So it does all the organizing work for me.
It does. It's designed to be as user-friendly as possible.
Now, the website also highlights some really interesting features.
Uh-huh.
Like automatically sorting TV shows by season, displaying artwork for movies, playing music playlists, and even live TV and DVR functionality if you have the right hardware.
Yes. And they also mention SyncPlay for watching media remotely with others.
It sounds like they're trying to replicate a lot of the features of commercial streaming platforms.
Exactly. But with the added benefit of using your own content and having complete control.
And finally, the GitHub page mentions opening an issue.
Yes.
What does that mean?
This is where users can report problems or suggest improvements. Being an open source project, community feedback is crucial for Jellyfin's development.
So it's a collaborative effort.
Very much so. Users are encouraged to contribute their ideas and help make the software better for everyone.
Okay. So to sum it all up,
mm-hmm.
Jellyfin gives you a way to create your own media streaming system using your own files.
That's right.
It gives you control, privacy, and access across multiple devices.
Yes.
It's free, it's open source,
uh-huh.
and it's supported by a community of volunteers.
It really is quite remarkable.
Now, this brings up a question for you, the listener.
Okay.
What would it look like to have all your movies, music, photos, all your digital media organized and accessible in one personal streaming hub?
That's a great question.
Could Jellyfin be the answer for taking control of your digital life?
Perhaps.
It's certainly something to think about.
It is.
And of course, we want to thank SafeServer again for their support of digital sovereignty.
Absolutely.
You can find more information about their hosting services at www.safeserver.de.
Definitely worth checking out.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
My pleasure.